broadcasting from a super secret location at Wasted Time Radio Studios. It is the Ask the Fellas Show.
Do we have any Mexican Americans with us today? Like Buenos Dias.
Oye, big boy, habla español.
Are there any guys out there who are just normal, huh?
Welcome back to another episode of Ask the Fellas, where everyone can be one of the fellas.
Even the lady fellas?
Especially the lady fellas. Oh, yeah.
Motherfuckers, we're back.
We are back.
Except we're missing one, right?
Yeah, but he doesn't count.
Why do we always miss one, though?
This is where my friend Chavo is going to come in and just take a spot.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, like, hey, Chavo, get back from Mexico, and we got you, homie. We got a seat for you. Yeah. But welcome back, fellas. I'm back again. Back to back weeks.
Let's go.
Welcome back, man.
Thank you, man. What happened to you last week? I was here last week.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, I was here. I missed a home run derby to be here. Fuck you guys.
That's right. I forgot.
I was here.
Oh, that's right. We were talking about the whole debacle that happened.
Yes, the Trump shooting and all that.
Right.
And we didn't know fucking Biden was going to leave.
Well, we kind of knew.
I mean, yeah, we sort of knew that.
Yeah,
because I sent them a fake news a Biden thing, and then I was like, but I haven't done any research, so it's probably not true.
This fucker will send me, like, just, like, three words. Biden. No, what did you said? Hillary instead of Biden or some shit like that.
Some shit.
And I said, a question mark. They're like, what do you mean? He's like, I don't know. No research. Like, bitch. he falls for the stupidest shit. He sent me a video of Drake dancing to the Not Like Us song. And I was like, I think that's fake. And then he's like, confirmed it's fake. Never mind. Rich, he's like, Jerry, delete that. I'm like, come on.
It's just because sometimes I don't want to do the research. I just see it and I send it to him because I'm just like,
You know how many people just look at the headline, like on the story, and then they just assume
it's real.
They fill in the gaps and they think it's real.
But we live in a time where, like, they do headlines that once you read the article, you're like, has nothing to do with the fucking headline.
What the hell is going on?
It's like the Onion, almost, you know, like the satire or whatever.
That's what kind of pisses me off. Sometimes I watch a video, and like it says, "Oh, P. Diddy busted," and the video's nothing.
And it says a nut.
This was taking his pants off, like, okay, here we go. He's like busting a move, dancing and shit. Like, ah, fuck.
He said P. Diddy busted.
Man, I forgot to read the whole thing.
Yeah. No, well, that's fucking specialty there. He just sends shit, and he did. I think it was Saturday or maybe Friday. He's like Hillary Clinton is gonna take over for Biden. I was like, what the hell? And so he was half right.
Right.
Somebody was gonna take over for Biden,
but
it wasn't gonna be Hillary because a couple days later I sent him like, actually the Clintons are behind Harris. Like they want Harris to win. So I'm like, you were half right, half wrong. You know.
It'll be interesting. You know, man.
It's gonna be something else.
It's crazy now. Like it should change in 2 weeks. The whole landscape changed.
Right.
Two old men. So now one guy got shot and then the other old man is gone and now it's going to get interesting.
Have you heard all of the conspiracy theories that have been floating around because of the whole shooting thing?
Yes.
It's fucking nuts. People are really invested in this shit.
Yeah.
All the crazies are like, we thought that the conspiracy theories was like the realm of all the Republican, like all the red states.
Yeah.
But no, the liberals are getting into the conspiracy game too.
Everybody. You don't have to prove anything anymore. You just say shit and be like, all right. And that's it.
That's the world we're living in, bro.
I saw one of my friends who was like a conspiracy theorist. Mm-hmm. Shout out Ernesto. I don't know how to change Ernesto. Shout out Ernesto. He's sent me a link of a guy who said, like, Trump will be shot at and will survive and he'll get up and like pump his fist, and he recorded it like months before, right. So then I'm like, send me everything that he's gotten wrong too. Like, don't just send me something that he got right. Show me the other 100 videos where he's just babbling about shit, you know. He's like, oh, I don't have those. I'm like, I know, because that's how it works. You say 100 things and one might stick and you're like, I'm a fucking genius, and in reality you just, you know.
You're talking about like predictions, right?
Yeah, predictions, yeah. People that predict shit, like, they get most of them wrong, and then they get one right, and they live on that forever.
But you know what? Who gets it all right?
I think I know who you're going to say.
Who are you going to say?
The Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
Yes, sir.
That's the Simpsons.
Those motherfuckers. Right. But they have superpowers.
They do.
They've always had superpowers. Yeah.
Have you seen the new one?
The Kamala Harris one?
With Lisa?
Yeah, Lisa's wearing the pearls and Kamala's wearing the pearls. Holy shit. Same color suit and everything, right?
Purple. Like purple. I think it was a purple suit.
Bro. See, this is what I'm talking about, bro. The Simpsons. Now, you got to watch them a little bit more carefully.
Yeah. If the Simpsons predicted it and you sent me a Simpson link, I would believe you.
Oh, shit.
Anything else, I'm like, shut the fuck up, Mick.
Well, see, because you know what? Sometimes I'm too lazy to read it, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to send it to Also, and Also's going to read it, and then he'll tell me all the reasons why it's
no, wrong. No, I'll read it and then send you evidence that it's fake, and you're like, oh, okay, got it. And I'm like, bitch.
No, well, that's the thing.
I'm not your researcher.
So he's doing the research.
He's the bunker myth, the myth buster?
Yeah.
He's like, here, Also, here, what do you think about this one?
Bitch. I got shit to do, man.
No, but the first conspiracy was that Trump didn't get shot. It was just like, you know, fake shots or whatever, and the person that was shot wasn't a real person, you know, things like that. And then that when he went hit the deck, apparently he cut his own ear with a razor blade, kind of like the WWE.
Mick said that last week.
Yeah. So he started the fucking.
Yeah, he did. He started
the conspiracy.
Wait, that wasn't true.
No, it's not true.
Yeah, but wasn't it? Or didn't the girl was on her period?
No, he got blood from there.
Oh, that was another conspiracy, which was a lot better than the first conspiracy. If you think about it.
Yeah, no, I saw some. Yeah, Joe Rogan is going crazy with conspiracies. Everybody. Yeah, it was just, in my opinion, a fucking crazy guy who just had mental health problems who just said, I'm going to go do this shit. And then.
Yeah, because the other thing they've been talking a lot about is the fact that they've only been showing the kids' high school picture.
Right.
Because it was a transgender dude.
Excuse me? What?
Yeah, he was fucking transgender.
No way.
Yes.
I haven't seen that.
Well, unless I'll send
fake
it to you.
Again.
I'll send it to you tomorrow.
Send it to me tomorrow.
You could debunk it.
Yeah, I'll debunk it. Yeah, no.
But that's what they were saying. They're like, why do they keep showing his fucking high school picture? And then there's another picture of him in present time, supposedly. And he has long hair. And I think he's wearing a choker and shit. Like he's like,
you know what? One
like
of the pictures
woman.
That I've seen from like the angle of like the back shoulder angle, it does show him kind of feminine and kind of long haired. So maybe, I don't know. I have a question for you guys. If you guys ever like, or not a question, but I guess I'm asking you guys for a favor. If you guys ever commit something where you're going to get killed, send me the picture that you want me to share with the media. So it can be a good picture.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Imagine they show you one where you're fucking looking crazy. Like today, you look handsome.
Thank you. Mick,
take a picture today. Send me that. And if you try to kill somebody, that's the one I'm sending.
All right.
So yeah, no, man. You got to, because what if they send one like, I used to be really fat, right? And what if somebody's like, oh, shit. And it's like when I was like 250, 260.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't want that picture out. I want a nice picture.
He's going to be like, he was crazy as fuck, but he looked nice.
Yeah. Like something made him snap. Being a fat ass, you know?
Dude. But no, I don't know. Like that's the, all these fucking crazy conspiracies. Sometimes they're fun to look at, but then it's like when people really, really like dive into them and believe it so much and make themselves kind of crazy too.
Yeah.
That's when I think it's just kind of gone too far.
Yeah.
I think it's unhealthy when it starts affecting your day to day, and then you don't trust anything, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, everybody, be careful. If you get a text from Mick, just don't believe it. Research the shit out of it, please.
Please, and then tell me tell me your answers, man. Oh, you know what else I was telling? Also, I go, somebody's gonna have to shoot at Kamala Harris.
No, why?
So
because she's black.
So she can have some street cred too.
Oh,
man.
Oh no,
dude, right now, fucking.
Well, she's from Cali, bro. She's from Oakland.
Is she? I think she drove through Oakland.
She used to be the DA down there.
Yeah,
but she was a fucking DA.
Well, she's putting away all these fools in jail. Mexico just fucking had their first woman president now. You think we're going to have our first woman president? Let's just say it now. We're in July, right? Right.
Yes.
July. November's around the corner. First woman president, yes or no?
Yes.
No.
I'm going to say no.
Wow.
I don't think this woman can win. She's just like Hillary. She's not likable. We need a different kind of woman.
Right. Well, she doesn't have a lot of baggage, though. That's the problem. That's a good thing. I mean, yeah. Hillary had a lot of baggage because of Bill Clinton, because of when she was Secretary of State.
Yes, that fucked her over the most. Mm-hmm. And she was cocky, too. She thought she had it in the bag against Trump. She's like, I got this.
Yeah, because, dude, he was a fucking reality star. Yeah,
he was grabbing women by the pussy.
Yes!
True.
If that's why I voted, bro.
This is the Ask the Fellas show on demand and around the world.
Hey, Oso.
Yes.
I don't know if you know this, bro.
Tell me.
But you already have one hater, bro.
Who? What the fuck? Oh, who? Yeah. Wait. Why?
They fucking hate you, bro.
No,
You're hunted now, by the way.
No, by who?
Oh, bro, you don't want to know.
Do I know this person?
No, you don't, actually.
Okay, fuck him.
No.
I don't know, but
they will find you.
They will, bro. Oh. Especially because you live like near them. They're from Watts.
In the hood.
Yeah.
Okay. I was in Watts on Wednesday.
There
last
you
week.
Go. Don't go there again, bro.
I'm going to Watts. I don't give a fuck. I'm from South Central. That shit don't scare me. Trolley. I was born in Martin Luther King Hospital. That shit don't scare me.
Cholo ties.
Who's my
bro.
Hater?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Man.
Wait to me.
Remember that little discussion that we had?
Okay.
About the engagement rings for men?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You said something that was a little.
What did I say?
A little harm.
Did I call him a little bitch? What did I say?
Yes. Yeah. Exactly what you said.
That's gotten me in trouble before. Calling somebody a little bitch. He lives in Watts?
No. Well, no. Their family used to live from Watts, so they still have people there.
Oh, no. Aren't they in East Compton?
Yes.
Oh, they're fine. They got to fucking get on a plane, get a fucking Uber from LA. I'm good. I got time. What did they say? Did they say it on their show?
Yes, they did. You know
Holy
what? This is what I heard.
Shit.
I heard they did an entire episode, and they were...
They named the episode also.
No!
No, kidding. But kidding. They couldn't release it because it was just too much. Too much hate.
That's good.
And like, they probably revealed all those... Yeah, they deleted it because they revealed all the ways that they were going to kill you.
Oh,
and unfortunately,
shit.
They were like, you know what?
If it happens, they're going to go to jail.
Yes. Right. They can't reveal their secrets.
Fuck. Fuck them.
Wow. Really? You're doubling down. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not doubling down because I don't want enemies.
Right. But
and,
you got one,
and
though.
They're one of... Wait, who? So who is it? The brother?
No, it's the girl. It's Beans.
The girl, Beans.
Beans, and then her man was the one who had the...
Yeah, he's a Puerto Rican guy.
Is the one that's a little bitch?
He's not a little bitch.
Oh, I'm sorry, sorry. The one who was going to wear the ring?
Yes. No, well, he never said he would wear the ring, but...
But just asking that, tells me he's a little bitch. Okay. No, man. I don't want enemies, man. And it's peace to them.
And it's not him. And the guy is not the one that's going to kill you. It's
Beans.
It's Beans. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's going to be her first murder.
Okay.
So
she
might be a little sloppy, bro. She might make you suffer a little bit.
you're going to be her first.
Fuck. Hey. Shit. Should I apologize to her?
Well, you don't, I don't know. Well, it's up to you.
I didn't mean any disrespect to her.
No, it was just a general answer.
I was saying as a listener that asked a question, you know?
And as a man.
Somebody asked me for my expertise, I'm going to spew my opinion.
Right. Like if we were saying like, oh yeah, like you were telling us like, hey, my homie has to wear an engagement ring, right?
Yeah.
And then from there you're like, yeah, like he's being a little bitch.
Yeah, but he's not a little bitch, but he's being a little bitch. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like when somebody said, you're acting like a bitch rather than you are a bitch. It's like two different things.
Right. Let me ask you, when he gets married and he wears his wedding ring.
Yes.
That's not.
He's not a little bitch. No, he's married.
He, you know, it's okay to wear a wedding ring.
Yes, but if you're engaged and you wear a ring while you're engaged and you're the guy, you're a little bitch. Mm.
So.
You know?
So what are you saying?
Or a trendsetter.
Oh.
Yes.
That's true. What if he tattoos the ring instead of wearing a ring?
Before he's married?
Yes.
Little bitch. It's a matter of when you do it.
Sure.
I mean,
so it's about taking the woman off the market and not necessarily the man off the market.
The thing is that the reason I feel like guys, some of the, I don't know how to say it in English, descarados, right? Like we see a woman without a ring and we attack. That's
right.
Why she wears a ring. Girls aren't fucking going at guys like that.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? In fact, maybe the ring will attract more girls to him. So he shouldn't wear a ring if it was up to her.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Because they'd be like, look at that loser. They can't even get married. Yeah. He puts the ring on.
See, like, and girls are haters,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, they're like, oh, he's happy?
Okay, yeah, let's break that up.
Yes.
Because one of the things I've heard of the reasons why women go after the guys with rings or, you know, that are married is because not only is he a person that somebody wants, it's kind of like he's already vetted. He's already somebody that you can trust.
That's worth marrying.
That's worth marrying, that you're able to kind of know that they have qualities.
They're not
that
a weirdo.
Women want.
They're not a weirdo.
Right.
And if they are, not weird enough where a girl wouldn't want to be with him.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Have you ever applied to a credit card and you get accepted?
Yeah.
And then, like, in the next month, you get 100 other credit cards. Like, hey, you're pre-approved.
Yeah.
Once somebody approves you,
everybody
all the
wants
other
you.
One wants
everybody
you. It's the same shit.
That's
you
the ring.
I mean?
That's the ring.
So he shouldn't wear one.
Oh, okay. I get it. So you were calling him a little bitch because he was making the selfish decision of wanting to wear a ring so he could get more attention from girls.
Yes.
Wow.
So that is why also was calling him a
little
bitch.
But I don't even know the guy. What if he's big and he's a big bitch? You know what I mean? I don't know him. Is he a big guy?
He looks like a big dude, yeah.
Hey, so, okay. Put this. I want to apologize to Beans.
Okay.
And to her man.
Sure.
For calling him a little bitch. I don't even know the guy.
Right.
Come to the show.
Oh.
And we'll have a Coke together.
A Coke.
A little soda or something.
I thought.
No, not Coke. Marlo's not here. It's just soda. But, damn, I don't want to have haters, bro.
No, a lot of people don't like you, bro.
No, but
already?
I want to be liked.
What the fuck?
Like, I know Ramon doesn't like me.
Right.
Fucking now Beans and her man don't like me.
That's it, just two.
Noelia once in a while was throwing shots at me.
Oh, that's true.
Right?
That's right. Yeah,
before Chavo knew me, he threw a couple shots at me.
At you?
I think he was like, who the fuck is this also guy? When we're going after the fake fella spot.
But see, once they get to know you.
Oh, they're going to love me.
Right.
Yes, I'm lovable.
So you know what? If and when they come down to L.A., then we'll schedule a show together.
We can meet in South Central because Watts is dirty as fuck.
Okay.
We'll meet by my house. What? You know what I mean? No, Watts. Oh, what? I can't diss a dirty city.
That's where they're from.
Okay. That's why they moved. What the fuck? So anyway, they can come down. We should do like a show together.
Yes, we should.
Like a Ask the Fellas. X, whatever the show's called.
That'd be
Chicanoish.
Awesome,
I don't listen to other podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But so they didn't put this podcast out, the Chicanoish one, when they're talking about me?
They did after. Like, so they took that
they
week
edited?
And they just threw it all out and they did another one. When she calmed down.
Okay.
You know, when she
put the gun away and shit.
Yeah.
Fuck.
You know, it was after her period.
Because it was when we were talking about the Tupac fucking song? Hit him up.
Yeah.
She went hard, bro.
She deleted that and said, okay, let me write it. It's like when you write a long ass text and you delete it and you start again.
That's exactly.
Fresh.
This is a new.
Well, you know what? I will listen to their podcast. Send me the link of that podcast.
I'll send it to you.
I will listen to them. I've never listened to them before because I like good shit. So I will listen to them.
Come on.
What, no.
This is the reason
why. No. I don't know if it's good. Are they fun?
Well, then give them.
I'll give them a shot.
You say because I like.
Because I listened to one episode of, what's the other Chicano one? Shuffle?
Chicano Shuffle,
when you were on there.
Yes.
I listened to that episode.
Really?
You were amazing.
Me?
Yeah.
Wow, thank you.
You were on the show like a year ago, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I was on the show.
I appreciate that.
When they were talking about movies and you didn't understand shit they were talking about?
No, I have no
idea. That one. Yeah. This fool, I was like, this motherfucker leave the show? So, yeah. Well, my apologies to the Chicano-ish podcast.
This is Ramon
Stabs
Fernando
from Chicano Shuffle, and you're listening to
Ask the Fellas.
All right, guys. I saw this from the most credible source, by the way, Instagram.
Oh,
I saw this video where it talked about women looking for men and using the 666 rule.
What, the fucking devil rule?
No, you would
the
think
mark
so.
Of the beast
for the toxicos.
No, and then it's they look for a man who makes six figures.
Okay,
so that's not me.
Wait,
not me. It wouldn't be me. No, I'm not at six figures yet.
What are you talking? You live in L.A.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
6 feet tall.
Okay,
I'm good.
You're six
I'm good
feet.
To, yes,
there you
6'1".
Go.
Yes. Mick, you're good.
Yeah, I'm good.
You're good.
Yeah,
I'm 5'11", man. I didn't make it.
You can lie, bro.
Hey, no, but you know what? Sorry, not to go off topic, but I got here a little early today. Uh-huh. No, I was sitting in my car.
Did you measure yourself?
No.
Oh.
I saw a Jericho walking out of his garage after a workout with no shirt on. This motherfucker is beasting.
Yeah,
he's big.
You didn't know?
He covers it with his shirt. So even if he's 5'11", he's 6'2".
Oh. Is that because you let him have your little 2 inches?
No, shut up, bitch. Shut up, bitch.
And also, did you notice the two old ladies?
Yeah.
And did you see her fucking doing this shit?
Yes.
Oh, they did?
He did it on purpose.
No, I didn't do it on purpose.
He walked out.
He's going to go fuck around and give her a heart attack and shit.
He walked out and threw water and saw it start. He was doing it in slow motion somehow. Like, what the fuck?
It's a fucking Flanders.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were out there.
This motherfucker walked out flexing like this. He did the little back flex.
It's in slow motion.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck? I did take my pants down. I was like, oh, shit. I didn't finish up.
Is that why you stayed in the car?
Yes, I had to clean up. And so, 6 figures, 6 feet tall, and 6-inch penis.
Okay.
I'm good. I'm 2 out of 3. I'm going to get to the other one soon.
Right.
But I feel like, dude, girl standards are too fucking high.
I think, well, your salary, you can always lie.
That's okay.
You can always lie to a girl if she asks.
And I can lie about being 6 feet tall, right?
Yeah,
I'm 5'11".
Yeah, they're not going to know.
Yeah.
I'm close enough.
Nobody walks around with a fucking tape measure.
Right. What if I wear lifts? Am I allowed to wear lifts?
Yeah, yes. They got lifts now.
They don't have lifts for your dick, though.
No, I'm good with the fucking 6 inches.
Oh, okay.
No, like, I'm fucking, may, I surpassed that motherfucker.
We're making the cut, man.
Yeah. We're good.
Yeah, that's only when Barlos is here. He's bringing down the average.
Yeah. When he gets in here, we're, you're right. And the height. The guy who was interviewing these girls said that, like, only 17% of men in the U.S. make over 6 figures.
17. Only 17. That seems low.
It's got to be higher than that now.
That seems low.
Dude, there's a lot of guys who don't have fucking, like, 18 and over. So you're talking about 18 through 20?
Oh, no, yeah. 18. It takes a while.
There's a lot of kids.
It takes
like
a while.
Like, my son, who just graduated college, is in that group. He's not making shit.
No.
So he brings down the guy who's making.
Gotcha. I didn't think about that. All right. That makes a lot more sense.
Only 14% of men are over 6 feet.
Are you serious? 14?
14.
14.
What?
That's, yeah.
You know what? No. Around in LA, I think that's very, very accurate. Right?
Okay. Like, because Mexicans are short. Dude.
Well,
you know what? I don't know if you remember if I told you that every time I go to like a store or something, I always do the game of like counting how many people I'm taller than, or if I find somebody that's taller than me.
That's probably a better game because there's no way there's a lot of people taller than you.
It's rare.
Very, very rare.
I do the same shit but with dick size.
You start walking around.
I start cupping people. Nope, I beat you. I'd be like, oh, okay.
Bitch, go shopping Compton.
No.
They got a Ross up there.
They're not even going to let you in the door, bro.
So... And 14%, and then 15% of people have 15% of guys have 6 inches or more.
15?
You said 15?
15.
No.
So, dude, I'm like a fucking unicorn.
Get the fuck out of here. Every fucking porno has a dude that's
not life. No,
but that's porno.
Yeah.
I understand that, but how can there be so many fucking porno actors?
Again, Barlos. You know what it is? It's the fucking Salvies bringing down the numbers, bro.
They're fucking up the average.
They are. They're fucking up the mean.
Are you saying, okay, so like I've seen like these those posts about like dick size and shit like that, and the comments are hilarious, bro. Like talking about like 2 inches, take it or leave it. I'm like they're really putting their business out like that?
Nah, but them fools are just starving for attention, bro.
That's just jokes, right?
Well, because look, it's strategic, Jericho.
Okay.
You say 2 inches, and let's say some girl's like, you know what, I'll give you a shot.
Yeah.
And then you pull out fucking 4 inches.
You fucking doubled it.
She doubled her investment, bro.
Yeah. Wow.
So she's pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, yes. She'd be like, okay.
Whereas if you say, okay, giant. Like if you say I have 4 inches, she's going to be like, I've never been with a 5, so why would I do 4? But if you say, yeah, you're right. You undersell yourself. Yeah, and you overperform.
Wow.
That's great.
But you know what I think it is, though? I think women want to see a huge dick.
But I guarantee you, they want to see it, but yeah. I bet they don't want to fuck it.
That's what I was about to say.
But here's the key. The guy who makes the perfect guy for the 666 rule, 6 inches, 6 feet, 6 figures, he doesn't want to fuck those girls that have those standards.
Right.
That's the key. He does. Right. That guy is looking for, he has his own set of standards.
He's going to look for a high value chick.
Yeah,
bro.
Not the girl that's placing all this pressure on those three things.
Because because these kind of hoes are the ones that are saying, like, they're the ones that say, I am the table.
Yeah.
Where it's like, what are you bringing to the table? I am the table. Shut up, bitch.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You
know
what I mean? So you just lay there flat. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, pretty much.
Flat ass, yeah. I feel like there is this other guy who interviews girls, and the girl's like, I need a guy to do this. And then he asked him, where do you live? How much do you make? This and that. How much do you weigh? And she's like, that's not it. And it's like, well, you have standards. Why can't guys ask you that same thing?
Right.
And it's like they overvalue themselves, and they have too high of standards. That's why so many of these girls end up, you know, yeah, lonely.
How can we, like, if we were to take these men that make all this money that are tall, they're over six figures,
Mick.
Obviously.
Yeah, Mick.
No, let's just say.
Let's just call them Mick.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Let's just say they're celebrities. Or let's just say sports, you know, athletes.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, like rich athletes.
Yeah.
Yes.
When we're talking about athletes, maybe basketball players kind of skew the line, because they're going for the hot model chick. They don't give a fuck, right?
Yeah.
When we're talking about football players, probably the same thing. They're going for the hot chick. No right. fucking substance whatsoever. They just want somebody to look good right on their arm, right?
Yes.
But hockey players, on the other hand, are rich. Big old fucking dudes, probably 6'4", 6'3".
Yeah.
And they're making a lot of money. And you see their wives, they're normal looking chicks. Yeah.
Baseball players too.
Have you seen Kershaw's wife?
No. Yeah,
very normal looking chicks. Lady, yeah, most of the, like, the white, except for fucking Dustin, I forget this.
Pedroia or who?
No, the third baseman that's no longer with us. He was a redhead.
Oh,
Justin.
Justin, just yes. Red two Turner.
Right,
red
yeah, two yeah. Turner. Yeah, Justin Turner.
Yeah.
Justin Turner's wife, she looked pretty fucking good.
Okay.
And even Freddie Freeman, you know, she's a looker. But other than that, most of the dudes' wives are just regular looking
but
chicks.
I think when it comes to it's the sports, dude, because in baseball and in hockey, most of those players don't go from high school and college straight to the pros.
Right.
There's a couple years where you struggle.
Yeah.
AA ball, triple A ball. And that's when you get to know if your girl's down for you
right.
for the money. Whereas a basketball player goes from being a high school player and in 2 years he's a millionaire. It's hard to find the right girl unless you met her before that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right, like right. LeBron met Savannah in high school. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so, like, he knows. I go, she's not here because I made millions. So it's hard for, like, KD. KD hasn't been married ever. And he mentioned this, like, it's hard to meet somebody because they all know who I'm KD and I make millions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's hard. Where if you met a girl and she's with you while you're in AAA ball and, you know, you're getting paid hundreds of dollars a week and you're sleeping on a bus and this and that. Then you're like, well, this is a real one. So I think that's why hockey's the same way. You don't go right away to the pros.
Mm-hmm.
I think football and basketball are different. But right. yeah, no, you're right. Like,
so like what I'm trying to say is most of these guys, they're not, you know, they're going for a woman with substance.
Yes.
You know, the looks are probably secondary. I'm not saying that these are ugly girls. I'm just saying that these are girls that
it's not the only thing they look at.
Right. Yeah.
Are these girls talking about like that these are guys that they want to be wifed up by?
Yes. This is like
not just date.
Not just date. No, this is who they want to live with or spend the rest of their lives with.
See, and I think that's where it's going to vary, right? Like,
yeah.
I think somebody that's good looking with money, whatever, you know what I mean? That meets all those standards. They might see them and then be like, you know what? I'm gonna hook up with this girl, but yeah. I'm not going to wife her up. Like
yeah.
she really brings nothing to the table.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's kind of where they're not making the connection.
Yeah.
Like they don't see that shit. Like I think a lot of females they think that just by being a female it's enough.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, most of these guys that are making over six figures, right? They're a little older already. And if they're making the six figures and they have a lifestyle that is conducive to meeting a lot of people, a lot of women, they have a lot of options.
Right.
And they feel like they have a lot of options. So maybe that girl is just another option.
Right.
And she's not, you know, she's not in the top option and, you know, top choice.
Yeah.
Well, I think if you sit there and try to put a, almost like a scale of what you want the guy to look or to be or to look like, you're already losing there. Because go out there and meet somebody, like them for their personality, how they make you feel, rather than all these other things that you're looking at. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think guys are that picky. I think guys, I think guys are just looking for a pretty face and a big ass.
Pretty face and a big ass.
And that makes sense. It makes me feel good, you know? Yeah. That's it.
It depends. Because it depends. You know what I mean? Like, most guys are either boob guys or butt guys. Like,
yeah.
You know, it's not like, oh, well, she has to bring this much money or,
yeah,
or, you know, she has to be this tall.
I think
whatever.
We see it as, like, money-wise, like, well, we can build something together.
Right.
We're good on that. It doesn't have to be. She doesn't have to already have it all. We can build it together, whereas some of these girls that they show, and obviously it's skewed because they're showing girls that are fucking drunk or, you know, stupid. Like, right. They show them saying, I want this and that. It's like, build a guy, like, find a guy and then, you know, work together with him and make him a better man.
Yeah. Because on Instagram, too, like, I don't know if the girl said, I'm assuming it was on the first date, that on the first date, that one of the first questions that she would ask is, how much money do you make?
Okay.
And the reason being is that I guess she had a good job. Like, she had a good job. And so she was putting a lot of weight on that. Like, I want somebody that makes as much as I do or more.
I think a better question would be is not how much money do you make, but what do you do? What is your passion? What do you want to do? Where do you want to be?
Yeah.
Right.
Because money isn't everything.
No.
You know, I think for a lot of us, for most people anyway, I feel that when we're just chasing money, we lose a little bit of our soul doing, you know, being just like having just the passion for making more and more money.
Yeah.
Because we are not chasing a passion. We're not fulfilling our soul in a way. And at the end of the day, if we're just chasing money and then we accumulate all this money and we're not, you know, 80 years old or something, what did we really do for our lives?
Yeah, how did you enjoy
life? And I think that's the problem right now with society, like, that people are chasing a lifestyle, Jericho. Mm-hmm. Like, people aren't even really looking to be happy. Like, they're chasing a lifestyle that they can put on Instagram, let's say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It is. It's the Instagram. Like, you want to look perfect on Instagram by any means, even if it means being unhappy or fuck happiness. Like, you know what I mean? It's more about how many likes is this going to get?
Mm-hmm.
How many people are going to view this, or how many, is this perfect to, like, I hate going places and people are like taking pictures of shit. And I'm just like enjoy life, like enjoy this shit, you know? Yeah.
I've heard of people taking down posts because they didn't get that many likes.
Right. Yeah.
That's
crazy.
That's sad.
Yeah. But that's what it is now, man. That's what it is now. This is that social currency people love. Like, they want to not a real, like, spend time. Like, me and Mick had a training on Friday. We didn't get to spend time after to eat lunch. And I was like, fuck, it wasn't about taking a picture or anything. It's just hanging out with people, you know, that you like.
Yeah. And you know, there's one thing that I do that I've been doing for a long time now is like, my father-in-law comes over here to pick up the dogs, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I see him a lot during the week sometimes. Sometimes there's a lot of family events that happen. But it used to be where, you know, I worked from home, right? And I'm busy, busy, busy. I'm trying to just get all my stuff done before the day is over. And he would show up and I'd be like, okay, yeah. Like, you know, here's the stuff, here's the food, dog food, bye. And then one day I just stopped and thought to myself, like, these little moments I could take advantage of them,
right.
And spend some time and, you know, have some FaceTime with him and talk and, you know, whatever he needs and kind of check in to see if everything's okay.
Yeah.
So I started doing that and I started, you know, finding value in just these little interactions. And
that's, right. I think that's what it's about, right? You don't have to take a picture of it and post it for 100 people to like.
Right.
It's that moment, that memory that's going to live on. It's not whatever was posted. And that's the key of life. I think that's one of the things of life. Like, what impact did you have on your father-in-law? Not what picture did you take with him? Because that can be faked. I've seen families, I won't name them, I've seen families take 5 minutes to get the perfect picture, but the rest hour, they can't stand each other.
Yeah.
You could see it. I can see that they don't like each other. But in that picture that they posted, dude, they're good.
Right.
They're good at posting fake shit.
Yeah.
And that's sad.
Yeah. Because I've told this story a long time ago about a friend that we had, and she had just had her son, right? She's a single mom. And she joined us for Valentine's Day. And the fucking baby was crying the whole time. The whole time the fucking baby was crying. She was having a shit fit. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what the hell is wrong with him. That talking shit, right? But sure enough, the next morning, you look at her Instagram. Oh, you know, going on a date with my perfect Valentine. Yeah. Like, I'm like, bitch, like, you were talking so much shit about your baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This whole time. And now you put, and then, of course, people start commenting and they're just like, oh, my God, you guys are so cute. And this, this, and that.
Yeah.
I'm just, it, it's just, I don't get it. I don't get it. And I don't think I will ever get it.
But it's, I think it's hard to enjoy the moment because you, you feel like there's an expectation, you know, of making the perfect moment.
Yeah.
Instead of just living it and finding the joy out of whatever happens to be in front of you.
Right. So, so the question that I pose for people, are you living for yourself or are you living for others? Like,
that's, well, and that's what I think. It goes back to those girls that, that want the 666 rule, right?
Yeah.
They, that's how they are able to get their status.
Yeah.
To get, right, to show off. They're living for other people to see, look what I got.
Cause
I got this man that has a, well, 6 inch, is 6 inch big? I mean, it's big enough, right?
That's smaller than me. Let me tell you that right now.
It beats the average.
It's big for Barlow.
It's big enough, right? I guess that's what they mean. And the dude's got six figure salary.
Six figure salary,
so they're able to take their vacations and shit like that. And he's tall.
Yeah.
He can take care. He can beat up pretty much anybody except for Oso and Victorious.
Beat me up.
I know. I think you beat us up together.
Yeah. Stop. I think that the problem is, these girls will be unhappy for the rest of their lives because there's a guy who's 5'10", who makes 80K, who has a 5-inch dick, who would make them so happy.
Mm-hmm.
But they stop. They block these blessings from coming in because of their high, you know, expectations.
It's not on their checklist, and bro.
But that's the thing, that your checklist is wrong. Don't have a checklist.
Yeah.
See, meet the person. See how they make you feel. See that they give you attention. See that they're this or that. And then, you know, then decide. Forget the list you have. And that's the problem. That is the problem.
Yeah.
Hey, these bitches be crazy, bro.
Don't be crazy, man.
Bitches be crazy.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Chavo, and you're listening to Ask the Fellas, where everybody can be a fella.
Here's another thing that I want to bring up.
What's that?
The woman triangle. You'll never meet.
Oh, is that like a threesome?
No. I wish.
Well, yeah, let's talk about threesome.
Yeah, I'm down. No. Okay. Look at these traits.
Did he say tits?
No, traits.
Woo! He said tits.
I heard it again.
Tits.
Woman triangle. Hot.
Okay.
Sane.
Okay.
Single.
That's great. That's fucking awesome.
Women will only be two of the three.
Wait, hold on.
Two of the three.
No,
if
you
she's
just said
hot,
three,
listen.
Three awesome things.
No. If she's hot.
Sure.
And she's sane.
Uh-huh.
She's not single.
Wait, what?
If she's hot and single. She's not sane.
She's hot and single.
And if she's sane and single, she's not hot.
That makes sense, bro.
That's how it fucking is.
That makes sense.
But you know, but some dudes like the crazy bitches.
Yeah. Yeah,
some,
that's true.
Some guys like the crazy bitches.
Hey, I heard crazy bitches have better sex. That's all I heard.
Yeah, but then they're still crazy outside the bedroom. That's when it becomes a problem.
The crazy doesn't stop there.
Yeah.
I've known
she's
guys.
Crazy for those 2 minutes that she's with Mick. Mm-hmm. The rest of the time, she's crazy.
Yeah, it's not going to be worth it.
I knew a dude that had the choice of two women. He was dating two women at the same time.
Yeah.
And he had the crazy bitch that was doing anything he wanted in bed. And then he also had the nice girl that was a little more conservative. And he chose the crazy bitch. But she made his life miserable.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, so.
Shit.
Man, it happens, bro.
Did they
bro.
Stay together?
No, of course not.
Yeah.
No, of course not, bro. And now he's looking for.
And you have to, the calm one. Mm. You have to find a balance.
Yeah, you do.
Man, I think that triangle is pretty accurate, bro. It might not be 100%
accurate.
No, I don't know about that, bro.
There are some. No, I think there are some. And I think that the key is you find somebody, like. The crazy one that you said, that the guy chose the crazy one?
Yeah.
He should have gone with the sane, the regular one, and then made her
crazy
in the bedroom. Like, develop her into that.
But you know what? If the triangle is true.
Yeah.
I think, if you get crazy in bed, that messes with her sanity. Like
you're right. No, you're right. You're right.
Fuck. So it's
the truth, though.
Yeah, it's one of those things. It's kind of like those video games when you get them. You know, like you get more speed.
Too fast, or you can be
too powerful.
You know, the only person,
unless you get like the cheat codes.
Yes.
You get a cheat code.
The up down left.
You hook them up, bro.
Like if you have a great, if you're like a great defender, you can be a great scorer, right? Or if you're like a great 3-point shooter, then you're not taking it to the rack. Like or rebound or stuff like that.
Right.
I mean, unless you're LeBron, who's the king of everything.
Well,
so.
That's different.
Did you see him in the like this motherfucker won the last two games for the men's team in the Olympics?
By 2 points, right?
Yeah,
No, but what I'm saying, he won this is how you know who's the best. You have the best players, and when there's a minute left, everyone moves out of the fucking way. Mm-hmm. LeBron, go.
Even the defense.
Sorry, King. Same thing happened when Kobe was in there. Kobe took the last shots.
Yeah.
Kobe was the one who was like, everybody get the fuck out of the way. I don't care if you were the MVP. I don't care if you won the championship. This is my team. LeBron's, he's a fucking king, bro. I wish I didn't get a vasectomy so I can have another son and name him fucking LeBron, bro.
Yeah, name
LeBron.
Him Bronny?
No, there's already a Bronny. Bronny. No, Bron, LeBron, and then insert my last name. That'd be the shit. LeBron also my last name.
You would not.
My kids my sons don't my.
Yeah, but LeBron is a.
My son's name is, I don't want to say his name, right? But he's named after Michael Jordan and LeBron James.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So why wouldn't I name one just LeBron?
Because.
Okay.
Well, I don't want to say your son's name, but.
Yeah. What about my second son? My second son has a very unique name too.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, it's not every day you name a Mexican Tyreek.
No. Tyrone, bitch.
This is the Ask the Fellas Show on demand and around the world.
All right, guys. From what I hear, last week's also question was amazing. Everybody loved it. It's so fucking gay.
Who the fuck did you hear?
People were texting
from?
Me like, what the fuck is that also question? Yeah, sometimes I'm like, fuck, I really hope my wife doesn't listen to the show. Babe, hey, babe, Mick is coming up with these questions, by the way.
I am not. Stop.
Imagine your wife and my wife start hanging out and they're like, can you believe what they talk about? All right, I have an also question. Fuck, I wish Barlow's was here.
Why?
So we can answer this question.
Okay. You're curious as to what he will.
Yes, I'm gonna text him later. Somebody send me his number. Okay, if you had to sleep, so you're sleeping in the middle of two people.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, you're sitting cherry right in the middle. You're sleeping cherry, and then
on a twin bed. Is
I'm gonna
a
say a full.
A full.
Twin is that a little.
Damn, a full.
A full is full. Small.
I know. A full. Because queen, you have space.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Full.
Right.
You're sleeping in the middle of a bed.
Okay.
To
which way is the bed facing?
I'm gonna face. It's facing the door.
Okay. So it's feng shui, though, right?
Yes. You're between a beautiful woman.
Oh.
I don't want to say Ana de Armas because I don't find her as attractive as you guys.
We can just say a beautiful woman.
A beautiful woman. All right. Whatever that means to you.
Right.
Sure. Ana de Armas. All right. Go
okay.
ahead.
And a gay guy. A gay guy on the other side.
Wait, why?
Like the gay is of the gay, though.
Like
more
like
gay than
flamboyant.
More
shit.
Gay than Barlow's, yeah. Damn. Who would you turn your back to?
Wait, why do I got to turn my back to
because
someone?
Because you got to sleep. Everybody sleeps on their side,
you can't,
right?
You can't sleep shoulder to shoulder?
No. You got to sleep.
Well, it's a full.
Because look, there's a lot of room. So like you're either big spooning the girl.
Ooh, yeah.
Right? That's what I want to
yes.
be. But then you're leaving your...
your behymen open.
You're leaving your behymen open.
Oh, no, you got to protect your behymen.
Okay,
bro.
So then you flip it, and then you're just staring at this guy the whole night.
Wait.
Unless he turns.
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yeah, right?
No, but if
you don't have to bang him.
No, I know.
No, but I mean, you, somehow... Like,
what if you guys are back-to-back?
Well, that's
that's the best if it's back to back.
Idea, yeah.
But he's not. As soon as you turn to look at the to turn at the beautiful, one, he's turning.
He's gonna go.
We're all wearing clothes, or are we all naked?
Let's just say you're wearing boxers.
Just boxers.
Yeah.
Boxers.
You were wearing what you were wearing outside earlier when I saw you.
Oh, so just boxers.
Yeah.
Okay.
If he walks around in boxers.
You're wearing boxers and a water bottle.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say where the water bottle was.
Yeah. I can't believe this fool was walking around with no shirt on. I was like, look at this fool.
You guys got here early.
It's a time.
No, I didn't. I got here early. This motherfucker. Yeah. Did.
Because I knew he was gonna be walking around.
Oh, okay. You didn't tell me, dude. The old ladies were out there like they knew. Oh, it's showtime.
Showtime. The old ladies pulled up with lawn chairs.
They had their walkers and shit. They were walking across the street. I was like, what the fuck? And then I saw this for walk out, and they're like, showtime. Yeah.
And they were on my
grass.
No. Yeah.
They driveway.
Were driveway. Yes. Yeah. They were on my driveway.
Oh shit.
There was a paramedics on the corner park. Just in case.
Just waiting for any casualties.
Yeah. Picks up one of these ladies up. Right, here we go. The Jericho show. No, this fool's walking around with no shirt on. What the fuck? Anyway, you look good though, man. Oh. You look good.
Thanks.
Yeah, no.
I think, yeah.
Look, Mick came in here looking handsome.
Yes, he did.
And you look swats. I with no shirt on.
Oh, thanks,
man. Yeah, man.
Should we compliment you?
No, you don't have to.
You sure?
We should, actually.
You can talk about my 10-inch dick if you want.
I like your shirt.
Thank you.
I really do.
Thank you,
that's
man.
That's fucking nice.
Appreciate it. Thanks, yeah. Shout out to Reggie Miller. Anyway, so what do you do then? Where do you face? You face the gay guy who's behind you, or do you face the beautiful woman to the right of you?
I'm just wearing boxers, though.
Man. Yeah, yeah.
He can kind of slide them down if he wants, right?
Yeah.
And you can't switch places.
But you're in the middle.
But if he, because what's she wearing?
She's wearing, let's just say she's
like a thong, right?
We'll say, yeah, a thong and like a crop top.
God damn.
Like a crop top with like no mid, like showing her
yeah,
stomach.
Yeah, yeah.
Bikini. Well, in my head, it's just sexier, bro. That's why.
Okay.
Bikini top.
A bikini top is sexier than... I think a crop top is sexy with no bra. Just,
oh, yeah, and you just kind of reach
yeah,
in.
Yeah, it's like it's already boom. There.
But yeah,
that's
but
amazing.
But bikinis, like, they're really flimsy, bro.
Like, no, I know, but I feel like... I don't know.
It's something. It's like that weird science.
You know what it
fucking
is? That's, oh, listen, yeah. Listen. That's your thing,
okay,
right?
Weird science girl.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Oh, my gosh. She's fucking hot.
Yeah.
But then when you turn to her to spoon her,
you leave
she's
yourself,
not facing you. Cause
you leave yourself open.
Then, yeah.
What if, let me just kind of throw this at you guys. What if it's the weird science girl?
Okay.
On your left.
Yes.
But then it's the brother. And you guys don't remember this guy, but it's that fucking, he's gay though. It's the mean brother. I don't know what his name was in the movie. But he's the one that's right next to you. Hmm. So he's a big fucking dude.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So he can take
yeah.
advantage of you.
Yes.
Manhandle you.
You know what I would do?
He's big and gay.
I would turn my back to the gay dude, but I would kind of
clench.
I would like half take a shit. Like I would be having a turtle.
What if he doesn't give a fuck?
He's just going to push it back in?
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, he's like that. He's freaky like that.
God
he's
damn.
Gay. He hasn't had some in a while.
He's like gay people are fucking sick.
No.
Fucking awesome, dude.
I did not say that. Damn. Put this one in the closet. Put this one in the closet.
Why you put me? I didn't even.
Dude, yes, you did say that.
No, you said it
by trying to put it in. No, I didn't say that. Don't put words in my mouth.
Oh, sorry. Just
don't put little words in my mouth. I didn't say that, first of all.
Out loud.
I might have thought it, but I didn't say it. But he's not going to care because he's like, he's just. Tafiloso el compa. You know what I mean? So I don't know, man. I
it's a hard one.
I think you're like, fuck it, the girl, I'm just gonna have my butt to her butt, right? Like, fuck it. Maybe I can reach around.
Wait, you're gonna like fucking you're gonna actually push your ass into her crotch?
No, maybe she has her butt on me. You
okay.
know what I mean?
Oh, like back to back.
Yeah, back to back.
That's not worth
but,
it.
Or if she is spooning me, I can reach back and kind of touch her a little bit, right? A little bit.
At least her ass.
But yeah, but I'm facing the guy, right? The
yeah, but,
problem
but
is...
He's facing you.
I know. But what if
he's trying to kiss you?
Shit. Fuck. I don't know, man. This is tough. Now, the problem is, everybody here, let's be honest. We wake up. How do we wake up?
Warning wood.
Oh, yeah. Raging.
What if we wake up and I'm now spooning him?
Or pushing him off the bed.
Yeah, well, yeah. or we're playing pencil break with our dicks. You know what I mean? Like, let this fool back in. Bring him back. Bring him back.
Fucking
just please stop those comments, sir.
Bring me back, man. I'll stop saying truths.
Okay. I'll start reading also mine. I feel like you're in a no-win situation, but I can't expose myself like that.
But it's the lesser of two evils, right?
What?
I think you have to spoon her. I think you have to leave yourself.
Because that's the lesser of two evils?
That has to be.
Getting penetrated?
Well, no, not getting
penetrated. It doesn't mean you get penetrated. It just means, like, maybe
he's spooning you.
No, no, okay. If you can guarantee me he's not going to penetrate me, I'd spoon the girl all day.
But he's spooning
whatever
you.
He can do. Whatever he can do to you, you can't do to her. So if you can't. If you can't penetrate her.
Well, he can, like, feel on my titties. I'm feeling her titties. I don't care.
No, no. So like, if you're like, well, he's not penetrating me, I'm good, that means you can't penetrate her.
That's fine.
Okay. You could just grab, and he's going to grab on you.
Yeah, that's cool.
Okay.
What would you rather, guy? What would you rather have? In
the girl.
In this, I know the girl. Okay.
just check.
Just to make sure.
No, but would you rather have, like, when you're facing her.
Yeah.
Would you rather have her facing you or... You know, her ass to you, so she can dig her ass into your crotch.
Fuck.
You know what I mean? Because, like, that's...
You want her ass on you?
I like ass. You can do this move where, like, you can reach around her.
With both arms?
Both.
But, see, arm's going to fall asleep, bro.
No, but here's the thing. Like, if you... Because you're not penetrating, right?
No. You're not allowed to.
So
let's just say in this case, we're not allowed.
Yeah, because if you do, the guy's penetrating you.
Right.
So if she's facing you, her titties are on you, and you can grab ass.
Yes, that's what I was going to get to.
You get what I'm saying? I feel like I want her to look at me, and you can make out, too.
So,
true.
Wait a minute, but does that mean that he grabs your ass?
Or is he making out with you?
No, because I'm not turning back. I'm facing one way.
Okay.
He's just going to be kissing the back of your neck.
I get my fucking bald head, I guess.
And you're going to be okay with that while you're kissing her.
I guess it's going to have to be.
Because if you're like nibbling on her ear, he's nibbling on your ear.
Yeah. Which I have big ass ears, bro.
God damn.
Fuck.
That's a trick.
I want her facing me, bro. I want her facing me.
That's what I thought of.
And
like,
I can just grab.
The sexiest.
And I can do one of these. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You can do that.
Boom, boom.
Which is like hand on her titty.
Hand on her titty, one on her ass, and making out. Mm. Maybe go down and lick a titty.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's the best one. The other one, you only have one option. Your arm's asleep. Mm-hmm. The right arm's asleep. Left arm is grabbing. You can grab.
But if she's facing you, then you just got to T-Rex it, right?
Well, like, one arm. Yeah. You're T-Rexing one arm, but the other arm you're stretching. Brontosaurus. Brontosaurusing the other arm
for the ass.
Yeah.
I think the sexiest thing is if you're able to slip a finger, just right where the lips kind of open up.
Yeah.
That's
on the girl, right?
On the girl.
Okay.
I know. You know, when you slide your finger down the crack of his ass.
No. I would poke him in that. Get the fuck off me.
No. And I'm talking about the pussy lips. Just where it's barely getting wet right there. That's got to be sexy.
Damn.
That's a sexy, sexy fucking way to
start
the night.
I think that's it. You face her, and then you just clench. And then you just
penetrate. Well, the thing is, because if you're not penetrating her, if that's going to be the rule, and then they can't penetrate you.
Yeah,
I think that's kind of a cop out for us, but we're going to take it.
No, we're taking that one.
We're going to take that shit.
But why are we all in the same bed?
Because times are hard, man.
Okay,
rent is high.
Times are hard.
Rent is high.
And this is college.
It's college time.
Okay. All right. So we're.
When was the last time you slept on a fool? College.
College. Okay.
Yeah.
So I get it. I get the question.
There's no, you know, it's those rooms where like there's no, you can't really sleep on the floor because it's so small.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also questions don't have to make sense. Sure.
They don't.
I'm trying to make it make sense to me. Like.
Your first bed was what? A twin?
A twin.
Mine was a twin till I was in college.
Yeah.
So then after you got a fool? Oh, you got married after that.
Yeah. No, I put the two twin beds together.
That's a fool. at our college, in my dorm, my big bed was two twins put together.
Right.
And I had to put
something in the middle?
A savanna in the middle to make it even.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, but that's horrible because your back gets all fucked
up. No, but I always sleep
on
one side and I always sleep on my
side. That makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
Fine.
It's just don't fuck in the middle, in the crack. Because you're going to fuck your shit
up. In college, I didn't have that problem of fucking.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't worry about me. Late bloomer over here. I wasn't getting no pussy. I had a better shot at the guy. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah, no. Don't worry about that, Jericho. That wasn't one of my problems where I was fucking. Okay?
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
It's your boy Ernesto Grumzilla from Flashback with the Homies, and you are listening to the Ask the Fellas Show.
How did you end it?
All right.
I don't want to do that shit.
You don't want to do that shit? Do your own shit.
Fuck Bartles.
What?
I'm not doing the all right.
What are you going to do? All left.
No, bitch. When he's nice. That's a good one, though. Izquierda. I do go mostly all right, and then once in a while I do go left.
That's called the stranger, brother.
Yeah. No, but you could do both at the same time.
You know what I mean? Okay.
Like you gotta keep me on my toes.
You got a big day. You could do both at the same time.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
All right.
There you go.
We're done, guys. We've been here what, 4 hours now?
52 hours.
It feels like 5 hours since Jericho was outside fucking with no shirt on. But
combined,
yeah, man.
Combined. It's 50 hours combined.
Fun to come down here and record the show. I thought all of us were going to be here today, but the Chad Bartles canceled.
No, he's doing his nails.
Oh, he's doing his nails?
Yeah, he's getting his nails done.
Okay. I wonder if his tattoo person does his nails too.
Well, I think that's the plan. Right?
Okay. Well,
and I think he's going to tattoo his eyebrows next.
What about the other shit he does?
The plucking?
No, the Botox.
Oh, the Botox. Yeah, no, I don't know about that.
Is he transitioning to a girl?
No. He's just preventing the line. So
he doesn't want to look his age.
He wants to be able to lie about his age.
He's 45, right?
Yeah.
45.
No. He's 44.
I know you can't say it. I know you can't say it, but I can. I didn't sign that NDA.
You didn't sign the NDA.
He's 30. He's 43, right?
Well, 44. We cannot confirm nor deny.
Okay, so he's 40. Blink your eye if he's 44.
Blink.
He blinked. Okay, he's 44. So he just doesn't. He doesn't want to look his age.
I guess not.
Because he has the height of like a 15-year-old. That's why.
Come on.
A little confused. Did you guys see the video I sent you of him playing baseball? Yeah. That motherfucker's nice. I didn't know he played shortstop.
Don't mind me.
Anyway, but thanks for letting me out here, man. My friend Chavo's on his way back from Mexico soon.
Yeah.
With stories for us, I'm sure.
Let's hope so, man.
So shout out to Chavo. That's going to be my new tagline at the end, is to shout out Chavo.
All right.
My boy. Miss him on the court. He hasn't been on the court in like months. He broke his toe. But I think Jerick might join us on Thursday.
Yes.
So
nice.
Shout out to Chavo, and Oso's out.
Why are you laughing?
I don't know, man. It's fucking stupid, Oso. Something about him just makes me laugh.
What the fuck?
He starts fucking fights with almost everyone we know.
I know, right?
Fuck.
What the fuck? We keep losing listeners and shit.
All right, we're down to like two.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Fun fucking show, man. We had a good time. I think we had like a little bit of serious talks in the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see how we work that out. But yeah, it picked up and we had a good time. Shout out, man. I want to give a shout out to... I've been shouting people out. Let me see. I'll start off with Chicano Shuffle, since Ramon says we never shout his ass out.
No, we shout him out all the time.
But you know what's funny? If I gave Bobtastic, she's like, oh, I see you guys didn't shout him out today.
So he's not going to get a shout out every show.
No, but she says it like sarcastically. Like, oh, okay. She's funny. Yeah, man, shout out to Bobtastic, Bobtastic Podcast, What Can Go Wrong Podcast, Chicano-ish, man. I haven't checked out the last episode, man. I want to check it out, man. I want to hear them talking shit about also.
Oh, man. If they met me, they would love me.
Maybe.
If they moved back to Watts, we'd be cool.
You guys would be friends?
We'd be neighbors.
That's true.
I don't drive past there. I don't want to get shot, but we'd be neighbors. You know?
Fuck.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. Shout out to the listeners, man. And for those of you guys that are reaching out and hitting up the polls. The polls.
Wait, what kind of polls?
Like stripper polls. Nah, like when we're asking like questions and shit, man. They've been participating a little more. Oh, you know who else? Have you guys ever had a tequino with ice cream?
I have not,
dude. Ranting with Ramos. I follow him and he went to this spot and they had tequino with ice cream. I had never had it with ice cream. He says that shit is delicious. So I'm gonna see if. One day when I'm driving around, if I'm in that area.
Is it the ones that... I saw some new tejuinos now with, like, pineapple.
Oh, really?
Nah.
They have a new setup now. It caught my eye the other day when I was driving by one.
Yeah, no. This is a señor from... It looks real basic. Mm. It's a, se llama El Más Buscado or some shit like that.
Okay.
El Más Buscado.
That used to be my dad's name, but then we found him.
Until you found him.
We found his bitch ass.
Maybe that's your dad.
Hey, maybe, huh? El Más Buscado. Hide from also.
Yeah, man. So shout out to Ratchy with Ramos, man. He's always posting up like little food spots or things that he goes to.
Does
man.
He have a podcast too?
Yeah.
I don't know that.
Yeah, he's evolved his podcast from, because he was doing a lot of the conspiracy type stuff, but now he does like a lot of music and stuff with his brother's stories and shit like that. Like, it's a cool podcast. Yeah, if you guys want to check it out, Ranty for Ramos. And with that said, what a very good soup. Ba 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 dee, ba 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 doo.
I want to shout out some comedians that I think have. Like, that deserve a little bit of more recognition that have been coming out. Like, to me, the Latino comedy was big in the early 2000s, late 1990s.
Okay.
And it was, I think, fucking Paul Rodriguez and Willy Barcena and just a number of fucking comedians that I thought were the funniest fucking people in the world. And that's where Fluffy came out of.
Yeah.
What's his name? Felipe Esparza. Basically, I used to see them at Tortillas almost every weekend. And then they just got bigger and bigger and bigger. It was fucking amazing to see like people actually come out and be famous. Yeah, you know, like George Lopez somehow made it into the mainstream and then got really big with that one special. But nowadays, I think there's a lot of really, really funny Latino comedians that deserve that recognition. And I think people should know about them.
Like, yeah.
Jesus Sepulveda.
Jerry Garcia,
their friend Chris Zaragoza, and there's other people like
Alfred Robles,
Sebastian Cetina, is
Concrete
Live is one of the guys that just come out. He wasn't a real comedian; he was just like a mean guy.
And he just started
like developing his act, and he became funnier.
But that dude was big in music, man. I think that, but he had been doing that for years. I haven't really seen a full interview of him, but I see like little snippets where he's talking about how people think that he got lucky and all of a sudden became insta famous, and he's like, man, I've been in the game for fucking 10, 12 years. He's like,
wow.
But like doing music, like he's recorded with like a lot of names and shit.
Are you talking about those parody songs?
No, like real
music.
Real,
recording
like real.
Music?
Whoa.
Yeah. Wait, that was Concrete?
Concrete.
Oh, I didn't know.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
His skits are hilarious. Yeah. But lately, like the last couple of weeks, I've been getting people sending me Jesus Sepulveda skits.
Mm-hmm.
Like when he's like the last little ones he had where he's meeting people from high school.
Yes!
They're fucking...
Oh my God.
My friend sent me one. I was like, that shit was fucking
Because it's
hilarious.
True!
No, because it's... Yeah, he's like... He's been able to... To show in like 30 seconds what motherfuckers do all the time. Like, they still trying to make the same jokes or call you the same names. And you're like, motherfucker, we're 40. Like, you know? Like, what the fuck? He's making fun of the kid's son and shit.
Yeah.
Like, hey, gordo. And it's like, what? That's my son, bro. Like, hey, dude, he's fucking hilarious. And Concrete, too. They're hilarious, man.
I think it's the funniest when it's just so relatable.
Yeah.
Like, it's honest. It's genuine. And, you know, they're not trying too hard to make us laugh. They're just fucking... telling
it's,
you like
it's,
the basic
it's the
shit.
Simple shit that they say or they do or you're like, oh my God, that's so fucking funny. It's not an obvious like punchline. It's just like the little backdrop shit that they say, and it's like, that's the funny part to me, because it's like you relate to it because that's in your culture. Yeah, it's true. So yeah, shout out to these guys, all these new guys.
And of course there's a bunch of other ones that I'm not mentioning, but honestly, if you guys have a little bit of money lying around, look for these comedy shows that are all over the country.
I'm still paying off my wedding, so.
Okay. But there is going to be, like, I think we go to the spot called the Stand-Up in Bellflower. They have so many acts and a lot of Latino comedians.
I'd like to get invited to one of these things.
You will?
I would like to get invited.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's do that. All right.
Let's do it.
No,
I'm serious.
Seriously.
Listen, we're cool. My wife and I are pretty cool, fun people. We can go with you guys.
Yeah, no. We're gonna let's start planning some of these.
Okay, yeah.
When Barlow's cancels on you guys, call me.
Okay.
God. Not if, but when.
When?
It's coming.
We'll start planning these more and more because we haven't gone into quite a couple.
I want to go to Mexico with you guys, and I want to go to a comedy club.
All right. It's done.
And
it's
I'm pretty sure if we sit near the front, I'll be made fun of because I kind of stand out a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, just don't sit with us, bro.
Well, hold a hand. Me and you hold
hands.
I was in a comedy special that I think got yanked or got pulled recently, but I was in one of them. I won't tell you whose it is.
Oh, shit.
But I was in one. And
so you were in an actual movie now instead of all making them up.
Come on! But, yeah, comedy to me is one of the things that you're allowed to just kind of just let go and just be in the moment. It's funny as fuck. And when they pick on you, it's you know, more hilarious.
I would laugh so much.
Yeah. So, like, that's one of the things that I recommend for everyone, just to be able to just go out and just, you know, just let go. It's like watching a movie almost, but it's like a movie for your mind, basically. Because when they start telling these stories, your mind just goes crazy and you start laughing at everything. It's fucking amazing.
So right now it's like a renaissance of young Hispanic comedians, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of talent out there, and I'm hoping it will transition into what black comics had in the 90s and the 2000s, where a lot of these comedians started getting specials. They started getting movies,
specials, sitcoms, all that. Yeah, roles, different roles. Yeah,
and it was amazing. Like it rolled for a very, very long time.
You gotta have the right gatekeepers, though, man. I hope they have the right gatekeepers right now that are gonna allow these people to flourish instead of stunting their growth. You know?
Yeah. So
hopefully, shout out to all these guys.
It'll be interesting because now, of course, we're able to make our own content, put our own specials out, and I hope it just keeps growing because, man, these people they deserve recognition. And how you know, like, they're just keeping our culture alive.
And Jerry Garcia, the fellow Spartan, by the way.
Spartan? What do you mean, Spartan?
Like,
Huntington Park.
You went to HP?
Yes, sir! Class of 99!
Fuck! I didn't know that.
So I think he's, like, he's a year older than me. He's, like, class of 98.
Wow.
Yeah, man. We might have fucking, like, eating a coffee cake together and shit.
Wow, you guys might have been like Eskimo cousins or something.
No, not possible.
No, why not?
I didn't get pussy till like 3 years ago. So no, not possible. No, we might have eaten some nachos together or some shit, but no, not Eskimo brothers. No,
okay, all right.
But shout out to Jerry.
Yes, shout out to Jerry.
I didn't know the guy. I'm just saying he was in my school.
Man, you can't even say I used to. Guys to beat him up.
Nope. He probably would beat me up, actually. Yeah, no, I don't know him. But, again, proud of that he's a Spartan.
Yes. Well, all right. So, this week, I'm going to recommend a movie. And it's a little movie by the name of Twisters. I don't know if you've ever heard of this little movie.
Hmm.
Let's see.
Twisters?
Is it like twisting somebody's nipple? Or?
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Okay.
Like the purple nurples?
Yeah.
Titty twister.
Yeah.
Kind of, yeah. Okay. No, but this movie... it's a remake of the 90s. For some reason, everyone is making remakes of old 90s movies and even 80s movies. Did you guys know that there was a new Beverly Hills Cop?
Yes.
Yeah.
And there was another movie. I think Beetlejuice is coming out.
Yes.
Yep.
And I don't know. I can keep going on and on and on about these remakes.
There's
going
to be a Shrek 5.
Oh, my God.
Next year. And there's going to be a... Fuck, what's the other movie? There's another number 5. Oh,
Top Gun.
Toy Story 5.
Oh, Toy Story 5 too? Fuck. Top Gun is going to come out with another one as well. Look, there's no original ideas for some reason anymore.
No.
I don't know what's going on. I'm pretty sure that if a movie comes out, that's kind of, you know, like, they didn't have to call this one Twisters. They could have just called it something else. But the point is this.
Yeah.
The movie was a really good movie.
Was
it was a throwback to actual blockbusters that we had back in the 90s.
It's in the theater?
And it's in the theater.
Oh,
and
shit.
It's all new actors. There were no callbacks, which surprised the hell out of me. There were no actors.
This was
from
Helen
the
90s. Hunt, right? Helen Hunt was
Helen
in it?
Hunt.
Who else was
right.
in it? Who was the guy?
I think it was Bill Paxton was
Paxton.
In that one.
Yes.
And they didn't show up in this movie, which that surprised the hell out of me.
Because they got fucking twisted and left. They died in number one, right?
They fucking died.
I'm not really sure that happened. But the point is, really good movie. I really recommend it. It's in the theater. If you guys can watch it in D-Box, do it, man, because it'll keep you in that fucking suspense zone. It's fucking amazing.
Man, I hope they bring out Tremors 8, bro.
Okay.
Fucking Tremors. Oh,
Alien is coming out.
Alien 2?
Alien is a new movie coming out, man. I'm telling you, no new ideas. Fuck it.
Fucking Tremors.
I guess our generation was the best generation.
Yeah.
I think they're proving a fucking point. that the movies from our years were the best, and they're going to continue to be the best in the 2024.
Hell yeah.
With that, make sure to rate us on iTunes 5 stars where it didn't happen. Protect your behind it.
To me, there are 3 things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number 2 is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number 3 is you should have your emotions move to tears. Could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
Ellos existen para el desmadre. Ellos son 4 compas de misterio. Y en la plática los 4 unieron sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast hasta felas. Tenemos a Shomer y luego a Barlos. Victoria es el chiludo y Jericho. Y en un lugar secreto unen sus voces para darle vida a un pinche podcast que está chingón. A un pinche podcast hasta felas. Disculpas, no tienen pelos en la...